You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, Zac Efron, he's in Australia, kind of just spending coronavirus down here.
Yeah, he's kind of just lazying around, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Byron Bay, I think.
Next door neighbours to the Hemsies.
Well, they did go on a skiing holiday, so there was a bit of excitement at one point.
Yeah, that's it. Rumour has it, he was at Threadbow.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think that's confirmed.
Confirmed.
I know, I was talking to some people, but he's not there now, unfortunately.
A rogue Efron.
He's back in Byron Bay now, and he had his 33rd birthday over the weekend. And obviously outside the Efron house, paparazzi were lurking around to capture all the people going in and out to the party.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the guest list here.
Okay.
And look, no offense to any of these celebrities, but I think Zach's maybe learning that Australian celebrities aren't on the same level as Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I'm just imagining his last birthday party, his 32nd birthday party. I don't know what Tom Cruise might have been there, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, maybe like all of these famous Hollywood actors.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson would have been there.
Almost certainly.
Like The Rock, my arch nemesis,
yeah,
would have rolled in.
And all of these other famous Hollywood A-listers, singers, maybe Sia would have been there, Katy Perry, who knows? It would have been an amazing party.
Okay.
And then fast forward a year to his 33rd birthday party, and Pat Rafter's there.
Yeah, well.
Famous tennis player from the 90s, I think, off the top of my head.
He probably doesn't know him as a tennis player. Probably just saw him in one of those Bonds commercials.
How does Zac Efron know Pat Rafter? How does that work? Does Pat Rafter looking at home and going, oh, I got that guy from High School Musical invited me to his party?
Yeah, I reckon he's looking maybe see if he could demolish him on the basketball court, because High School Musical, obviously,
yeah,
is fairly handy with the basketball.
Pat Rafter, of course, famous for playing tennis, which is not a basketball.
Well, there's a court.
Yes. Actually, they're roughly the same size.
Yep.
There's a ball involved.
There's a ball involved, yep.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
And they go from one end to the other.
Roger Federer to join the Lakers. No, but Pat Rafter was there, which is weird.
Yeah.
Carl Sanderlands, famous radio host, was there.
Mm.
Renee, I hope I'm saying this right, Renee Barr or Bro? She's one of the hosts of The Voice.
Oh, okay.
And has done like some hosting on the V Music Channel or whatever it was.
Okay.
She was there as well. Also, okay, this is another weird one. One of the Hemsworths was there. It wasn't Chris.
There's three to choose from, right?
Yeah.
There's three to choose from. There's Chris, there's Liam, mm-hmm, and there's the other guy.
There's the other one that was on Home and Away for 5 minutes and then did nothing else.
He was fantastic. I want to say he is fantastic in Westworld. Definitely really good in that.
I think, wasn't there one on My Kitchen Rules?
Really?
Maybe. I could be wrong. I could be thinking of something
else.
Don't know.
Don't know about that one.
But yes, one of the Hemsworths was there. It wasn't Chris. It wasn't Liam.
It was the other one.
It wasn't the other one.
Oh, okay. Which one was it?
It was the dad.
Oh, how good.
Craig Hemsworth. Again, how does that happen?
That's cool.
There's paparazzi footage of Liam Hemsworth's dad walking into Zac Efron's house with Pat Rafter. Just when you thought 2020 couldn't get even more weird, all of a sudden you see that, and then there's Carl Sanderlands wearing chinos and holding a bottle of wine for Zach.
Has that ever happened, though? Have you ended up being better mates with, like, your mate's parents than with them themselves?
No.
Okay, right. Never?
No.
Okay.
Why, have you?
No, I just think it can happen. So you've never had a birthday party and, like, your mate didn't show up but their dad did?
No. Did you?
I'm trying to think now. I reckon it's kind of like family friends.
Okay.
Where you take one.
Like, okay.
There's the family unit.
Yeah, yeah,
lots
yeah.
of them can't make it, so you'll get the mum.
Yeah, you'll do.
Yeah, you get the mum.
Just send an invite so one of your family can come,
correct,
whoever may be free.
Yeah, so it's kind of like legendary adjacent.
Mm. Mm. But Simo, if I was friends with Chris and Liam Hemsworth,
yeah,
no offence to their father Craig, you can do one.
So what?
I want the actors there.
What was the other one's name?
What do you mean the other ones? The other Hemsworth?
Hemsworth.
Oh, I don't know. You're Googling now.
Hemsworth.
You've literally typed in Hemsworth brothers and only Chris and Liam have popped up.
Luke. So you got Luke, Craig, Liam and Chris.
Yeah. And only the dad, father Hemsworth turned up.
Could you imagine playing board games when COVID-19 first hit with that going on?
Oh, with the Hemsworths?
Yeah. They'd crush all the Monopoly pieces in their strong fists.
I reckon they would have to let Luke win because they're maybe, you know. Okay, you two are Hollywood actors. I didn't make it. I'm just an accountant.
he can have one win.
you can win this game of Monopoly. That is it.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan talking, jumping out of aeroplanes. Have you taken a dive?
Not out of an aeroplane.
Into a swimming pool?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call my jumping into a swimming pool technique diving.
So
it's more jumping and yelling cannonball. They don't do that in the Olympics, I've noticed.
What's the highest that you've done a dive?
I think I've done the 5 metre or whatever, the 3 metre.
You're a thrill seeker.
I know, look at me, I'm off the rails.
So have you ever...
I jumped off the 3 metre springboard.
So obviously you've never parachuted at all.
No.
Because I've jumped off a cliff in Switzerland.
Oh, have you?
With connected to a parachute and did all right.
How high was the cliff?
High. It was above a village.
Was it more than 3 metres?
Yes, Jordan.
Just checking.
Very much so.
Okay, just checking.
3 metres, you wouldn't have enough time to pull the chute.
You probably wouldn't need one, let's face it.
You just break every bone in your body. 3 metres is a long way.
Yeah, but you wouldn't break every bone in your body.
How many Subway sandwiches is that from yesterday?
Oh, I don't know, probably about 20.
Stacked on top of one another. The reason I bring up skydiving is because a 102-year-old woman has completed her lifelong dream by going for a skydive for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal. Vivian Millie Bailey, 102 years of age.
Yeah.
She's a World War II veteran as well, served in that one. And so she finally got around to crossing that one off the bucket list.
Nice.
What would make you want to jump out of an aeroplane?
Oh, if I was 102 years old and it was on my bucket list.
Fair call. What about... No, it's a poor example. Because I was going to say, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is cancelled now, but would you rather watch that or go skydiving?
Give me the skydiving ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair call.
So what? So the 102-year-old lady says she went skydiving.
Yep.
I'm assuming, just judging by the age, she perhaps lives in a nursing home?
Yeah, absolutely. I think she's even in a wheelchair.
I wonder what she would be doing the next day. It's like, oh, I went skydiving and then tomorrow playing Scrabble.
Or what's the bingo? 1, 2, buckle my shoe. What did he say?
That's what I did before I went skydiving. Sucked in, Doris.
So
you can't hear me.
No, she's very kind. She's a very kind-hearted soul. I've got a bit of her here.
How was your jump?
It was wonderful. A real thrill.
So just a lovely old lady, Jordan.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so happy for her.
Jumping out of an aeroplane. I love as well as how people, when they get older, they just have less time for dealing with other people's crap.
Okay, what do you mean?
Have you noticed that? Like, they don't care as much. Mm-hmm. You've reached 102, what do you got? You can do as much embarrassing stuff as you want.
Yeah, okay. Kind of see your point. Yeah.
Because, you know, you've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
In there, she kind of just sounds like, well, it was a thrill, obviously, dear. Like,
come on, journalist. Ask me some hard-hitting questions.
That guy's...
No, it was actually kind of boring plummeting to the earth. What do you think, you moron?
Exactly, yeah. It's like that guy's probably in his 30s or 40s, and she's like, no, run along and make a TikTok. Whatever it is you youngins are doing.
That journo's just probably now, like, crying in a corner or something, going, oh, I'm sorry.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about cloning.
Okay.
Which is a weird thing, but stick with me.
Well, the Clone Wars were a big deal.
Were they?
Yeah, they were huge.
Okay.
They put the galaxy into turmoil there for a little while.
Wanted to take this down a slightly different path than that. I wanted to talk about a cloned cat.
Oh, a cloned cat. Right, no, so not less Star Wars, more...
Feline wars.
Yeah, more aloof.
Yeah.
Really? Cats are very kind of standoffish, wouldn't you say?
I would say. But Sima, did you know that they can properly, like, clone cats and, like, animals now?
Yeah, they've been able to do that for a little while.
Have they?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where have I been?
You are behind on your cloning news.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was reading this this morning.
It's pretty crazy.
Like, they can, like, properly take DNA from one animal and then do something with it and create another animal genetically the same.
Yeah, it's pretty full on, the whole genetically modifying and all of that kind of stuff. Because I remember reading, though, thinking about putting fish DNA in tomatoes.
Okay.
To keep them fresh.
Keep the tomatoes fresher.
Correct.
Or the fish fresh?
Yeah, keep the tomato fresh.
Or just when you eat fish and chips, you don't need to put tomato sauce on it. It's already got tomatoes in
it. Well, yeah, I don't know if it's going to affect the taste. I didn't read that far.
Priorities.
I didn't get a sample either.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring it up is because I saw this news story of a woman in Idaho, in America, that has decided to clone her pet cat. The cat's name is Mr. Tufts.
This is a thing, Jordan. This has long been a thing.
Has it?
Yeah, people that can't get over the fact if they lose one pet,
yeah,
they get one exactly the same. I'm like, genetically the same.
Yeah.
Insane, isn't it?
The owner of this cat got some living tissue samples from Mr. Tufts before
right.
he sadly died of old age.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Mr. Tufts did die, I feel like we should just keep saying Mr. Tufts is a cat.
Yeah, Mr. Tufts passed away.
They did all of their sciencey stuff. I've got what it here, but it's like a paragraph. I can't be bothered reading it all.
Sciencey stuff.
Yeah.
Test tubes.
You know, they did the
syringes,
lab coats, goggles.
Beakers.
Beakers, that's a good word.
Bunsen burners.
Oh, there we go.
What else you got? Anything?
I don't know.
I think we're out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember year 9 science class. We didn't do cloning back then.
Well, you know, that's what they're doing now in schools. Every kid gets a laptop and a cloning device.
Here is your laptop. Here is your cloned cat. Treat it well. No, so after Mr. Tufts died, a generic twin, Mr. Tufts Jr., was created and is now 9 months old, living very happily with the original owner.
They went with Jr.
Yeah.
Nah, see, I would have gone 2.0, wouldn't you?
No, it's not like that weird Vegemite that we had.
It kind of is. It's science.
I mean, yeah, but that Vegemite...
What about Roman numerals?
Too complicated.
What is it? Mr. Tufts II. And then you can move into, you know...
II 2.0 Junior. Just put them all in.
IV.
But anyway, like... Does this... Okay, I was reading this, and I'm like, the name aside...
Yes, Mr. Tufts.
Actually, no, keeping the name.
Name included.
Does this woman sound like perhaps an evil super genius?
Yeah, that, and then... But most crazy cat ladies are, but whether there's genetically modified cats involved or not.
But I think about Austin Powers. What was the evil guy in that?
Love gold! That
yeah,
one?
Yeah, him.
I had an unfortunate smelting accident.
Just because this Idaho woman has requested to remain anonymous in all of these news stories. They've got a cat called Mr. Tufts, which is now a clone. I don't know, I'm just... piecing things together. I'm just expecting her to be in a chair stroking Mr. Tufts 2 while Mr. Tufts 1 has been like taxidermied over there on the wall. And just, oh, we meet again.
So,
welcome to my lair.
So you reckon,
in Idaho.
So you reckon she's going to go full Goldfinger?
I mean, perhaps.
Probably.
I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff's happened in 2020. It wouldn't be the weirdest thing to have a crazy cat lady try and blow up the world with a cloned cat.
Different Bond villain to Rami Malek, though,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Compared to the one that's coming out.
Well, I mean, you know, this is going to be another Bond movie. Maybe this is James Bond fighting Mr. Tufts too.
No, Mr. Bond. Mr. Tufts and I expect you to die.
Simo and Jordan.
And it is time for a love chat.
Love a good love chat.
And this love chat involves the fearless leader, Jordan.
ScoMo?
No, I don't want to get... I don't want to wade into this, but Gladys Berejiklian.
Oh.
Are you familiar?
Sorry. Okay, we're good. Talking about Gladys. Okay. When you said the fearless leader,
yeah.
I said ScoMo. You said no. My mind straight away went to Kim Jong-un. And it's like, no, okay, Gladys. Okay, good. We're not talking about that supreme leader.
Wow, okay.
There's a difference. No offense to Gladys, but they're on different levels.
I didn't realize those are your people.
Well, you said supreme leader.
I didn't know those were the people that you look up to. ScoMo at one.
Kim Jong-un
at two.
Oh, Kim's going to be spewing. Just for the record, I don't look up to him. I just want to make that clear.
Running a close second there to ScoMo. Oh, mate.
No, but yeah, so Gladys,
yeah.
moving so. Away from Kim Jong-un. Gladys, I've half seen it. She was in a relationship with another minister that was doing some dodgy stuff, from what I gather.
So as reported verbatim, the New South Wales Premier stunned Australia when she revealed a personal relationship with a former MP, Darryl Maguire, from 2015 through to August of this year, while giving evidence at a corruption inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Right now she's done an interview to say... That I quote, that she has given up on love.
No, that's sad.
I have given up on finding love, end quote, Gladys Berejiklian, Premier of New South Wales.
No, it's sad. It's, don't give up.
dear.
Don't give up on love, Gladys.
So what I figured was, in a love chat, we try to do our best to help people find love.
Yeah?
It is time for a top five love chat. Top five singles that are available for Gladys Berejiklian.
Oh. Okay. I'm slightly concerned already about where this is going.
Alrighty. Coming in at number five, currently single, is Drake.
Is he?
Yep. They can spin a rhyme,
yeah,
put together some raps and stuff.
Gosh, can you imagine that if Drake and Gladys Berejiklian got married?
Because she's got street cred now.
Does she?
Well, you know, she's been in front of a corruption inquiry. So
does that give you street cred?
Well, Drake, I doubt he's ever been in front of one of them.
True. Okay. Gladys would go, what? Sucked in, Drake.
Coming in at number four, Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
You know, because he was like the sex symbol, and he's currently single.
All right.
His wife is now with Jason Momoa, a.k.a. Aquaman.
I don't know how good it shows off his sex symbol status if he is currently single.
Yeah, but you know, that's that sweet, unattainable vibe.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, no, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
But Lenny Kravitz is on the market. So is Jim Carrey.
Does he come in at number three?
Come in, yep. Jim Carrey comes in at number three.
Okay. Jim hasn't been in a lot of movies.
No,
for
he was
a while.
In Sonic the Hedgehog recently.
Oh, you know he was in that recently,
yeah,
of course.
So, yeah. He's a good evil genius.
Yeah, he's an A-lister.
Don't look into that at all.
Yeah. I think Gladys is trying to maybe leave partners that have done corrupt things in the past behind.
So Jim Carrey, questionable?
Look, we'll put a question mark next to him.
Coming in at number two is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, were all these? I'm shocked that all these people were single.
Me too.
I assumed that they were.
Absolutely.
Not.
Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, recently been in the Spider-Man franchise. Mm. And has played characters that have been really into Aussie talent in the past.
Okay. I don't remember. What movies?
Heath Ledger, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah. We'll just leave that there, shall
yes,
we? Yeah.
We'll just,
and coming in at
maybe
number...
pop a question mark next to his name as well.
Coming in at number one on this very special top five love chat. Coming in at number one for prospective partners for Gladys Berejiklian to find love once again, Angelina Jolie.
You know what I would love to see?
What?
Simo, you know I'm a big fan of The Bachelor.
Yes.
Next year.
Wow.
Gladys is there. There's only five contestants. Jim Carrey, Jake Gyllenhaal, Angelina Jolie, Drake, and the other one you said?
Well, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. And just one by one they get voted off. Oh, that would make brilliant viewing.
Lenny Kravitz would have the hat and the guitar. Jim Carrey, he would have the moustache.
Okay.
Drake, he'd have a basketball.
Yeah.
And... who else are we missing?
Jake Gyllenhaal would have a tent.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah. That's probably bang on. And Angelina Jolie just brings all the kids, right?
She's just Angelina Jolie. You're just amazing. You're just, yeah.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I've got a purely hypothetical question for you.
I love these.
If you were going to smuggle... a kilo of gold between countries.
A kilo?
Yes.
Hmm.
How would you do it? And again, I stress a purely hypothetical question. I don't recommend you doing this. In fact, don't do this.
Yep.
But if you were going to do this...
A kilo.
How would you... what would be your thoughts?
You'd have to... can we melt it down? Hypothetical. This is my story. I'd melt it down.
Hypothetical.
I'd melt it down and then like...
put it in a water bottle.
Or like put it in like some fake tan or something. So
okay.
I'd like be gold.
Wouldn't it
and
melt...
walk the streets.
Wouldn't it melt through the fake tan bottle?
No. As in like cool it... oh, I see your point.
Yeah, because once you cool it down, it goes... that's when it goes solid.
Yes, that's very true.
So you'd have to...
it's tricky. I'd have to turn it into...
reinforce the spray tan bottle with some gold.
I'd have to turn it into flakes.
Yes.
And then put it into some kind of lotion.
Okay.
And then scrub it into my body.
And then be gold. You'll just be tanned anyway, so what's the point?
And then, but, you know, that's how I would smuggle it, because I wouldn't be carrying it. It would just be on me.
So hypothetically, that is how you would do it.
Just let it mesh into my skin.
A guy has tried to illegally transport a kilo of gold between countries, and he did it a different way.
A kilo. It's not actually that much, is it, really?
Look, when you find out the way that he did it, yes, it is.
It's a lot? Okay.
So this guy was travelling on a flight from Dubai to India.
Mm-hmm.
When he arrived at his destination in India, staff noticed he was walking a little bit peculiarly. So they said, can you come over here, please? We just want to have a little bit of a chat to you.
Did he put this somewhere where you shouldn't?
I think you know where this is going.
Oh, my goodness. Why do people... When did that become a storage space?
This guy tried to... When did that become a storage space?
When did it become...
Wow. Like... When someone tries to smuggle a kilo of gold in their... In their back door, shall we say.
Yeah, but who was the first one?
Like, I don't know, maybe this guy.
Like, who was the first person to go, like, you know what, we should smuggle some stuff.
You know what? I reckon it was a couple of years ago when the 15 cent plastic bags came into the supermarket. I'm not paying 15 cents.
I've got a great spot.
For my gold.
Yeah, there's a Smugglers Anonymous meeting one day. And they're all gathered around. They're like, this is a safe space.
Yes.
Right? And they're saying, now, what sum of activities are you not so proud of? And there's one guy there back in the day who's like, well, look, I've probably taken things a little too far in the yes. smuggling business. And yes. then the rest of them have gone, oh, it's actually a really good idea.
I might give that a go. But this guy in India, yes, he was found with four large chunks of gold that he had popped in the back door.
Seriously, not worth it.
To try and smuggle it through customs to avoid paying an 18% tax on yeah. gold, which is quite a fair bit.
There's other options, don't you think?
Well,
can you wear it? Like, it could have turned into jewellery.
I mean, yeah, but...
Because do you pay tax on it if you're wearing it and you go through security?
I don't know.
Because if you go through security... If you put on a crown... If you put on a crown, pop it through the... You can't go through the metal detector.
Well, whenever the Queen travels.
Yeah. Does she put her crown in the baggage? Like, when it goes through the scanner just to make sure there's no...
Do they have to put a sticker on it that says, fragile, please don't throw this around, baggage handles. It's got the Queen's crown in it.
No, I assume it would be, like, Queen's laptop. Then Queen's headphones, then Queen's crown. All go through baggage handling.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just pops it back on. I doubt she's paying tax on that.
Anyway, back to our hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you were going to, if someone said, do you want to, you know, transport gold this way?
Mm.
How quickly would you say no? Because for me, I would say it straight away.
Depends if the Queen was asking me or not.
Oh, if the Queen asked you, that's a different, whoa, that would be weird. That's a weird hypothetical.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.